Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
I refuse to send my husband food shopping. Like, when he says, I'm going to the grocery store, can I pick anything up? I'm certain I'm not going to get the thing I asked for. Or yeah. I'll get a slightly different version of it. Like, he never picks up the right carrots or, you know, the type of canned food that I want. Or exactly. So I decided to make a recipe. He was going to the grocery store and I realized to my horror, I'd left out a really important ingredient, capers, which is an important part of this recipe because it gives that salty flavor to the sauce. And well, he came in with three different kinds of capers because he was so nervous. I didn't know there were three kinds of capers.
Really?
It's like, what is a caper? I'm like, don't ask. It's just a critical part of this recipe. But he never gets exactly what I want. And I realize, oh, I might as well just do it myself.
You just figured it out, didn't you?
Is that why he does that?
Yes.
No, I'm going to tell you this. We don't do it on purpose. We don't do it on purpose. It's just an unintended consequence that works out in our favor.
Kind of like when he doesn't do the laundry right, and I'm like, oh, I might as well do it myself.
Might as well do it myself, exactly.
Because you've taken my beautiful pair of leggings and shrunk them to the size of, you know, a Barbie.
For the baby that we don't have.
Right.
But my husband is the same way. It never fails. Whenever he goes grocery shopping, it doesn't matter what store, what place, he has to call me because he doesn't know exactly what I'm looking for. So every time.
Live in fear, ladies.
My husband sends it.
Well, you know what he does? He sends pictures.
Yes.
Or he'll call me from the aisle with the person who's helped him to find the thing.
Yes.
And we'll have a whole, confab in the aisle. No, go to the left. It's not that one. It needs to be this brand. No, not chopped pecans. Sliced pecans.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.